Hello there, and welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
And I am Winnie. Mike.
Yes, Winnie.
Do you watch any non-English TV shows or movies online, maybe?
I do watch some non-English TV shows
movies,
but I don't watch them online. I sometimes watch them on DVD.
Wow.
Or on an airplane, actually. Just the other day, I was on an airplane, and I watched a wonderful Japanese movie. It was so good that when I got off the airplane, I ordered the DVD online.
Wow.
I wanted to own the movie because it was so good.
What movie is that?
It's called Tempopo. It's called Tempopo.
Okay.
Yes.
But there was English subtitles.
There were
right?
English subtitles. English and French subtitles.
And French.
It was on a Canadian airplane, so they
have
to have English
makes sense.
And French.
Well, I watch some Korean dramas.
Ooh, those are very popular, aren't they?
Yeah.
How is your Korean?
I tried to pick up some lines.
Good.
Yeah, that's what I learned.
But mostly, I guess, you're using the subtitles
to
enjoy the show.
Yeah, and if there's no subtitles, then I won't understand anything.
That's right. But a lot of those Korean dramas, I mean, they're popular here as well as being popular in Korea at the same time. The movie I saw was many years old.
Oh, so it's an old
movie. That Japanese
movie.
So how do they get the subtitles on the shows so quickly?
That's what we're talking about today.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So, have you ever wondered how they work?
Well, I always imagine there's a company that gets paid to do this, but, you know, sometimes...
But they have to do it, like, overnight.
That's right. Sometimes it happens overnight. Even I remember with some American shows, like Game of Thrones on HBO.
Right.
It'll be on in America 12 hours before
and
it's on here.
And we can see it here.
With the subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine there's little elves, little fairies working at computers
no,
who are very
actually,
good at,
they're
at
fan
magic.
Subs.
Fan subs.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a new word for me.
Yeah, and that's our topic today. So
Fantastic.
Why don't we read through the article first?
That's a brilliant idea.
Will
we need subtitles?
I hope so.
Okay, all right. So let's check out the article and our subtitles.
Yeah.
Not made by fans.
Reading.
Fan subs. For movie fans, by movie fans. If you love anime or manga shows, you probably watch them with the subtitles on. What happens when your favorite program hasn't been professionally translated, though? That's where a fan sub comes in. A fan sub is a version of a foreign film or TV show that has been translated by fans. In fact, the word itself is short for fan subtitled. Fan subs help wider audiences enjoy movies and shows, especially anime and manga. People who change movies or TV shows into a different language for free are called fan subbers. Rather than money, most fan subbers are driven to create fan subs out of their love for anime and manga. They think the experience of sharing these programs and films with other fans is valuable. Some people argue that fan subbers are breaking copyright laws. However, many people in these industries, as well as fans of them, appreciate how fan subs promote anime and manga culture. After all, they allow people all over the world to fall in love with foreign films.
All right, so the article begins, if you love anime or manga shows, you probably watch them with the subtitles on. Yes, and who doesn't love anime or manga shows? These are the words we use to talk about Japanese animation. That would be the anime.
Mm-hmm.
And manga, the Japanese comic books. Various different types, some serious, some fun, some a little scary, but all entertaining. So if you watch these types of programs, if you watch these types of movies, you probably will watch them with the subtitles on. Unless your Japanese is really good. which case you don't need subtitles. But if you don't understand the language of the show or don't understand it well, subtitles are super useful. What are subtitles? Basically, they're those little written words at the bottom of the screen that tell you what the actors or actresses are saying. And they're very common, of course, in movies that are in a different language from the language of the audience, the people watching them. So I would need subtitles for a Chinese movie.
Yes.
You might need subtitles for a French movie.
And for English movies.
Or for English movies, too, sometimes. They do speak quite quickly sometimes.
Yeah. So 我们今天看到 anime 是日本的动画。然后呢，后面比如说像很有名的，像是什么海贼王啊，或是进击的巨人等等的这种主流日本动画，或者是这个 manga 漫画，就是直接中文翻译过来的。尤其是这个日本的动漫，如果你是动画迷，你一定会在这个电视上看。不过你可能就需要字幕 subtitles. I know some hardcore fans will become experts on Japanese too, but to start with, you definitely need some subtitles.
Absolutely. You can learn a lot of different languages from watching foreign movies or shows, but the subtitles will help you make a connection between the words you're hearing and the words you're reading as well. Now, the article continues and says, what happens when your favorite program hasn't been professionally translated, though? That's an excellent question, because, of course, popular shows will get translated, often quite quickly, like we spoke about earlier. But sometimes these shows are just ones that don't have a big audience. Maybe there's just a few thousand people who are real fans, and the company might say, well, it costs us so much money, and we'll only show it to a few fans. We won't bother to subtitle this one. They won't be professionally translated. Something professional is done as a business by people who do it very seriously and get paid money for it. So we can use professionally in this way as an adverb. And translated, I'm sure you probably know, is to change something from one language into another. Now, I can speak French, so I could translate some French, but my French isn't that good. I wouldn't call myself a professional translator. I wouldn't do it as a job. So don't get me to subtitle your French movie.
No. Translate 是翻译，文章在这里呢是当这个被动，前面呢再加上一个副词 professionally 就是专业的。如果比如说像比较冷门的节目啊，没有非常专业的翻译怎么办呢？ Sometimes it's not popular enough. There might not be subtitles at all.
Right.
So the articles keep saying by saying that's where a fan sub comes in.
Oh, this is the term you used earlier, a fan sub.
That's
fan subtitle. Very interesting. We have that also, we had that interesting phrase where somebody or something comes in. Where somebody comes in or when, where something comes in. Now, we're not talking about someone coming
in
the room.
Coming in the door.
Right? The door is where John comes into the room. He doesn't come in the window. No, we're not talking about a situation like that. What we're talking here is about where a certain idea becomes important to what we're talking about, where it becomes relevant, where it becomes involved with our discussion, all right? So, for example, if we were talking about taking a holiday, we could talk about where we want to go or when we want to go. And then this is where transportation comes in. This is where we talk about how to get there. Bus, car, airplane. So we can talk about something like taking a holiday, but different things will come in. Different things will become important to that conversation at different times.
这里不是真的指谁要进来啦，而是呢非常意象化表示某个人事物派上用场的地方啦。所以如果没有专业的字幕，那么就是 fan sub 派上用场的时候。But what's a fan sub?The article explains more, a fan sub is a version of a foreign film or TV show that has been translated by fans.
And in that last sentence, we also mentioned TV shows and foreign films. Of course, everyone knows a TV show is something that's on TV. A film, though, might be on TV, but films, just like movies, are made to be seen on a big screen in a movie theater or a cinema. Movie and film, exactly the same thing. And when we say a foreign film, we generally mean a film that comes from another country, but actually more often it's a film that's in another language. I'm not sure an American would say that a film from Britain is a foreign film, because they're all in English, right? But a film from France or Japan or China would be a foreign film for an English-speaking person.
Film 呢，其实就是影片，也可以指就是电影，就是等于 movie 啦。比如我们可以说 ，Have you seen any good films recently？ 你最近有没有看到什么好看的电影？所以字幕组呢，就是指一群粉丝，然后专门帮外国的电影啊或是电视节目翻译的人。我们在文章里呢有看到 has been translated by fans， 这里呢是现在完成被动式，也就是 have has 加被动式。那被动式的公式呢就是。be 动词加 PP， be 动词在现在完成式里又变成 been， 所以呢现在完成被动式就是 have has 加 been 加 PP。 For example， Disneyland has been visited by millions of people over the years.
It has, that's true, and I'm sure it will be visited by millions more. Some of them fans. Anyways, back to the article. It says, in fact, the word itself, remember the word fan sub, so the word itself, that word, is short for fan subtitle.
Oh, fan subtitle.
Yeah, so people took that word fan subtitle and shortened it to fan sub. If something is short for something, that just means it's a shorter word, it's a shorter way of expressing it. You could say Tom is short for Thomas, or the USA is short for the United States of America. It just saves us time in saying these words.
Now, fan sub 呢，其实就是指两个，其实是一个新创的字啦。它呢原本还原成就变成 fan and sub。其实 fan 就是粉丝 ，and sub 呢就是 short for 是什么什么的缩写。那聪明的你应该也想到就是 subtitle 的缩写啦。所以呢，其实这个就是粉丝专门上的字幕而变来的啦。
Now, we talked about how fan subs are great, especially for those less popular manga or anime programs. As the article continues, it says, fan subs help wider audiences enjoy movies and shows, especially anime and manga. Yes, definitely. The fans of anime and manga are especially passionate. When we use especially in this way, it's an adverb, of course, basically we would just mean extra. They're even more passionate, they're even more excited, they're even more willing to put in the extra work, the hard work, to make the fan subs for their shows, because they especially love these shows. They love these shows a little bit more than maybe Frozen or Toy Story or something like that. And they want the audience to be wider. They want the audience to get bigger because they think the show's great. So they want other people to be able to enjoy it. That's right.
这里我们看到 especially 是尤其的特别是我们看到 especially 后面是 ly 结尾就知道这是一个副词。通常呢就是放在一般句子的后面加上一个逗号然后 especially. For example, I like all kinds of tea, especially Earl Grey, 尤其是这个伯爵茶。那文章呢，就是说这些很多，他希望可以有更多观众可以欣赏到这些各式的电影跟电视节目 ，especially 尤其是前面提到的动漫啦。
Okay, let's keep reading our article. Next, it says people who change movies or TV shows into a different language for free are called fan subbers. All right, so the people who do it are not fan subtitlers, which would be the full form of that word. They've shortened it down to fan subbers. That's what you would call yourself if you do this just because you want to help your favorite show.
So these films are fan sub, and people who do it are fan subbers.
Exactly.
所以又生了一个另外一个字叫做 fan subber， 其实就是后面重复字尾加 er， 就表示做这件事的人。English is easy.
Well, yeah, and of course you would also be able to use the adjective, this movie was fan subbed. Right? For a movie that had the subtitles made by fans and not professionally. Right, it was fan subbed by a fan subber.Something like that. All right, let's keep going with the article. What does it say next? It says, rather than money, most fan subbers are driven to create fan subs out of their love for anime and manga. Remember, we mentioned earlier, these aren't professionally done. If it was professionally done, then they would be doing it for money. That's right. It would be their job. But they're not. They're amateurs. They're just lovers of the show or the manga or the anime. And what makes them do it or what drives them to do it? It's their love for anime and manga. Yes, we can use drive in this way. Not like driving a car or driving a motorcycle. We're talking about your reason, your motivation to do something. I was driven to go back to the gym because I was getting too big for my pants or something like that. That's the reason you're doing something, the motivation. It's pushing you or driving you to go out and do something.
这些人跟一般翻译最大的不同是什么呢? They don't do this for the money.
No.
他们呢 they are driven, 他们呢是受到驱使，受到什么驱使？他们对动漫超级喜爱所驱使。所以我们用 drive to do something 表示驱使某人去做某件事情。For example, 如果说这边呢是说 they are driven to create fan subs, 因为他们很喜欢，是出自于他们对动漫的爱。And they do love these so much that they will...put more work and effort.
Exactly.
Right?
Fans are driven to do a lot of things just out of their love for their show or their, you know, hero, their idol, something like that. Next, it says they think, that's the fans, they think the experience of sharing these programs and films with other fans is valuable. So not only are they helping other people enjoy a program, they're maybe making new friends, they're learning how to do subtitles. These are all things
they could... So the community will grow.
Exactly. It's a very valuable experience. They're learning some valuable lessons. Something valuable, it's an adjective, it just means it has a lot of value. There's a lot of good things in there. Now, of course, we can talk about things being valuable because they cost a lot of money, but that's only one way of measuring value. That would be the noun. Our friends are valuable, too.
Yes.
They don't cost us money. They don't give us money, but they're important. They bring a lot of good to our lives. And having good health is valuable, too, right?
That's true.
Because as you get older and if you can't do things, you'll miss out. And so it has value. It's valuable to stay in good shape.
Valuable 就是形容词，表示宝贵的。我们看到 able 结尾就是什么什么是有加上形容词的性质。前面 value 本身就是价值的意思，所以很有价值就表示宝贵的意思啦。当然不只是宝贵，实体的东西很宝贵。刚刚也有说，比如说朋友啊，或者是she gives me some valuable advice about studying abroad，就是出国念书一些很。宝贵的建议，因为呢，这些粉丝呢，他们对这些作品的喜爱，所以呢，他们认为做这件事情，翻译字幕这件事情 ，to share with other people, to share with more fans, and it's valuable. But some people don't think so.
Some people don't think so. Who are those people? Who are them? How are they? Show me. Now, who doesn't think there's value to creating fan subs? Well, the article says some people argue that fan subbers are breaking copyright laws. That's an interesting idea. Of course, here they're arguing, but they're not really arguing like fighting with words. They're just saying this is their opinion. They have an opinion that's a little bit different than others.
当然啦、啊、就有反方的意见他们争论说 They are breaking copyright laws、这是什么呢 Copyright 呢就是著作权法 So they might not get the copyright to edit and translate the film、And because they don't do it for money、They actually probably、just upload it online for free.
Well, that's true. It's hard to get mad for someone about breaking copyright laws when they're not making money from it, but technically, it's not their movie.
对啦，他们因为呢，只是可能只是翻译啊，让更多人认识这些作品，但可能这中间呢，就有比如说作品著作权的利益啊。If they don't sell it, people who have seen it probably won't go to buy it.
Exactly.
Anymore,
it's a bit of a problem with law and money and stuff like that. But yeah, I think, you know, if you're a fan and it's a not very well-known movie and you're doing it for free and you're giving it away for free, I don't see what the problem is. But of course, some lawyer might have a problem. Anyways, back in the article, it says, however...And this is another opinion, this is another side of this argument. Many people in these industries, in the manga, anime industries, as well as the fans of them, the fan subbers and others, they appreciate how fan subs promote anime and manga culture. So a lot of people have the big view and they say, yes,
yeah,
you know, maybe
true.
They're playing with our movie, but they're making the movie more popular.
Mm-hmm.
They're spreading it out. They're promoting anime and manga culture. And it's not just the fans who think this. As we read, it's the people in the industry. Now, the industry is the business, the anime and manga making business. Of course, the manga and anime industry is based in Tokyo, Japan. But we could talk about the computer business,
mm-hmm.
the computer industry in Silicon Valley, the car industry all
yes.
over the world. China is really big in the steel industry these days. And of course, Middle Eastern countries like Saudi Arabia are important in the oil industry.
Right.
So we're talking about a whole category, a whole family of businesses that do kind of the same thing.
Industry 就是产业，前面呢可以搭配其他的字变成各种产业，比如说我们刚才提到可能有石油业 oil industry，、
mm-hmm.
或者是 computer industry 电脑业， mm-hmm. 或者甚至有电音乐啊，或是其他更多的产业等等，在这里呢就是指在这产业中很多，比如说动漫的啊，或是作者啊，创作人，包括粉丝本身呢 ，they all appreciate their work.
Yeah, and appreciate's a great verb when you talk about enjoying something and understanding its value.Maybe someone does something for you. To appreciate what they're doing is to thank them for it, and also to sort of say, hey, I know that you didn't have to do that. I'd like you to know it was a big help. Thank you very much. It's more than a simple thank you. It's a thank you while understanding everything that the person did for you.
Appreciate 呢就是感激的意思啊，就是很正式的说谢谢 ，Thank you, I really appreciate your help， 就是比较正式，然后比较有礼貌，而且同时也是承认你就是花了很多心力。另外呢 ，appreciate 也可能有欣赏的意思，比如说 I don't really know the music a lot, but I appreciate your songs.
Okay，
就是欣赏你的作品。And lastly, in the sentence, the fan subs help promote.Anime and manga culture.
Fabulous. To promote, the verb is very similar to advertise. When you want to let people know about something, when you want something to become more popular and more well-known with the public, you will promote it.
So the article finishes by saying, after all, they allow people all over the world to fall in love with foreign films.
That's right. If they promote them, more and more people will see them and hopefully they'll fall in love with them. Of course, if you're lucky, you'll fall in love with a nice boy or a nice girl sometime in your life. Oh, I'm falling in love.
Aww.
It's the beginning of that loving relationship. But we can also fall in love with certain things or activities. If you have a hobby, there might have been that first time you tried the hobby and you're like, this is great. I love doing
really,
this.
I really like it.
And you really thought about doing it a lot after that. Just like you would think a lot about the person you are newly in love with or that you are falling in love with.All right, very cool. I'm all for people falling in love with great stories or having mm-hmm. great hobbies. So this sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, but that's all we have today.
Aww.
And now it's our For You chat time.
Will it be fan subbed?
Nope, sorry.
Darn.
For You chat.
So...Today's
yes.
For You chat.
What、
ready?
Are we going to chat about? Okay, before we start, no, I haven't fan subbed anything.
That's not my question.
That's not your question. Okay, good. I just wanted to get
what
that.
What do you think of foreign films or TV shows?
Ooh, foreign films. I like foreign films. I've seen a lot of foreign films.
Yeah,
some of my favorite
Japanese films. Japanese
films. That's right. And、
mm-hmm.
before I came to Taiwan, I loved the Leon movies.
Ooh.
I watched
that. But now you're in Taiwan, you don't
drink
like
man.
It?
No, I did. But I mean, even before, that was one of the things that made me
True.
Think, ooh, Taiwan looks interesting.
Wow.
Watching foreign films. Now, foreign TV shows, see, I haven't watched as many of those.
No, you don't watch manga, anime?
No, not a lot.
No.
I watch the movies. I watch the、mm-hmm. anime movies, but not the TV shows. And I've really wanted to get into a Korean drama.
You do?
Well, because they're so popular and people talk about them.
You can try it.
But I've never actually found
but
one
you
that
might
sat
need、
down.
Some professional fan subs.
Do you think、
right?
they're fan subbed into English?
In English? I think so.
I think、
It's、
they、
really、
probably are.
Popular.
Because they are popular. So maybe I'll check that out. What about you guys? Do you like foreign films, foreign TV shows? Which ones do you like and why? Have a chat about that, and we'll see you back here, no fan subs included, very, very soon.
No.
Bye-bye.
Fan subs. For movie fans, by movie fans. If you love anime or manga shows, you probably watch them with the subtitles on. What happens when your favorite program hasn't been professionally translated, though? That's where a fan sub comes in. A fan sub is a version of a foreign film or TV show that has been translated by fans. In fact, the word itself is short for fan subtitled. Fan subs help wider audiences enjoy movies and shows, especially anime and manga. People who change movies or TV shows into a different language for free are called fan subbers. Rather than money, most fan subbers are driven to create fan subs out of their love for anime and manga. They think the experience of sharing these programs and films with other fans is valuable. Some people argue that fan subbers are breaking copyright laws. However, many people in these industries, as well as fans of them, appreciate how fan subs promote anime and manga culture. After all, they allow people all over the world to fall in love with foreign films.
Vocabulary Review.
Film. This film is about two brothers who try to put a band they were in back together. Especially. I like to walk outside in nature, especially in forests or in the mountains. Valuable. Studying abroad in England while in university was a valuable experience for Daisy. Industry. The computer industry is always trying to create new products. Appreciate. The boss said he appreciated how hard everyone has been working lately. Promote. People on the street were promoting a new restaurant by handing out flyers.